This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. If a picture is worth a thousand words, then what is the value of a good infographic? Bills and budgets, food or exercise habits, whatever the metric, today's spreadsheet junkies are obsessed with collecting and visualizing data about their lives. But what happens when measuring emotion? Robin Weiss is a user experience designer who quantifies her own life data as a sort of hobby. She tracked her crying for more than a year and then sorted it into patterns and analysis into an infographic-laden essay featured recently on Vox.com. Robin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you.
So you did come up with a pretty rigorous system for rating your crying, tracking the root causes, the time, duration. Tell us a little bit about this system that you came up with.
Sure. I started just getting really basic information about each cry. I had to come up with a way to know what a cry actually meant. So anytime that I physically started crying, tears coming out of my eyes, that was kind of the baseline for a cry. So I would just kind of check the time when I started crying and check the time again when I stopped. And I would write a little note about what caused it. And then I had this intensity system, a scale from 1 to 5, to kind of rank how much the cry affected me. The 1 was the bottom of the spectrum, and that was just kind of, like I said, water came out of my eyes, like something made me cry. Maybe I just shed a tear or two. Mm-hmm. I might not have been very upset about something. A 5 was the opposite end of the spectrum, and that's kind of like, I think that's what most people think of when they think about crying, like someone who's not composed and can't really breathe very well, and they're sobbing, and it's a much bigger deal.
As you put it, I'm a crumpled pile of flesh.
Yep.
The rest of the world is suspended in my anguish.
Yep.
So you converted this then from a spreadsheet, your distribution, your duration, your location, for 589 days. So how often did you cry each day?
On average, I cried every 3 days, but on those days that I did cry, I cried on average 2 times, but the average doesn't necessarily reflect the reality. Most of the times that I cried, it was usually just once, but then there would be bad days where I'd be basically crying all day, so it really depended.
What was the longest stretch then without crying?
I believe it was 23 days, so just over 3 weeks.
And the duration of cries, what was your sort of longest cry?
I think the longest that I had was 80 minutes. There were a couple days.
Imagine when you're doing it, sort of thing like, oh my God, I'm getting close to my record, 79 minutes.
You know what? Thankfully, I never thought about it that way.
Oh, good. But why did you even want to do this in the first place, to measure your crying?
I had a sense that I cried more than other people, and it was really confusing to me that I didn't think it was weird and I didn't think it was a big deal, but whenever I talked about it with other people, people kind of reacted strangely.
Actually, you say in the article, I've always considered myself to be a bit of a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
Did you prove that?
I think so. I feel pretty confident that I proved I'm a crybaby.
Well, tracking, though, seems, you know, it's kind of objective. It's kind of emotionally distant in some way. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense when applied to something like calories or sit-ups. Crying, though, emotional, subjective. Did you ever feel like this project sort of put you at odds with yourself, the two sides?
Yeah, definitely towards the end of the project, which is why I ultimately stopped. I was too in my head about it. I was thinking too much about it. I was way too aware of the times that I cried, and I was kind of like exploiting it. So it went from being something that I was kind of logging somewhat objectively, like just as it happened, to something that I was, you know, I changed my crying habits, I think, as a consequence of logging.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about the quantified life, right, in the digital mm-hmm. age, you know, heartbeat, sleep patterns, eating. And I wonder if this made you think at all about that when you're so focused on tracking the experience of your life, do you actually spend less time living that life?
I think it really depends. it's similar to this kind of debate about whether taking pictures of something takes away from the moment. So by taking a picture, you're generating this physical thing to help you remember something and call back memories. But if you're taking pictures all the time, then some people might argue that you're not actually experiencing something. And I think it's similar with logging, where if it becomes too much of a big deal, then it does definitely kind of take away from your actual experiences. So I think it's all about finding the right balance.
So after you were finished collecting this data, you spent a lot of time analyzing, presenting it various different ways. We see a bar graph, you know, for popular crying locations, a color chart showing the frequency of cries by hour, day of the week. How important were these infographics in this process of quantifying data and understanding it?
Well, I'd say that a lot of the whole quantified self community is meant to focus on what you actually learn about yourself by doing these things. So I think the real self-reflection and self-knowledge came in when I looked at the emotions that were underlying everything. And that kind of helped me get at the original, like, curiosity, like, what are the sorts of things that make me cry?
You did go through a breakup at this time.
Yes.
You also measured friend-related cries, family, mm-hmm. work, reflections. I was talking to somebody about this, and they said, this is cognitive behavioral therapy, right? You're sort of like, you know, I'm this big lump of emotion, but you're sort of parsing it out and understanding its source. Did this exercise at all help you come up with strategies at getting at the sources of the crying?
Kind of, just because I had to go over, you know, hundreds of times that I was upset. And I did all of that later, like after all of the logging was done. That's when I went back and kind of tried to figure out what the actual emotion was, because the memory was so raw still. But I think going through that process hundreds of times and finding like fine points and distinctions between two similar but different experiences really helped me find the language to apply to past situations. So it is a little bit helpful now, but I still need time to like and distance to process things.
And you're good with that.
Yeah.
Well, Robin Weiss, thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Robin Weiss, she collected more than a year's worth of her crying data and wrote about the experience for Vox.com. You'll find a link to that piece with some fascinating infographics and to her own website, where she's also collected data on her dating habits and more. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you.